Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Today is Monday. It is the 30th day of November 2020. And we're glad that the Lord has made. So we're glad to see this awesome day. We're alive and we are having a little trouble over at the Blog Talk, so I'm hoping that people will join us over here. This is a backup number, but we are here. So we're here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, the hour of power of prayer. And we know that God is in this place and he's in us now. He is doing great things. It's marvelous in our eyes, and we just want to thank him forever and ever and ever for all that he's done for us. Blessings, honor, and glory belong to him. And so we're grateful this morning for what we are seeing God do. It is just a beautiful thing that we are able to get up each and every day. We're able to just look for the answers in Jesus Christ. There is nothing better than knowing God and nothing better than seeing him do the work in our lives. So we are here today just thanking him and praising him and knowing that all things are possible when we believe. And we're believing, as the scripture has said, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. So we're believing that the living waters are flowing today. We're grateful that as we slept last night in the very image of death, we were able to wake up this morning. We were able to just and see God do great and wonderful things. And we're just thankful that because of him, we have life. Because of him, we're able to just even talk to each other during the course of the day. So we're continuing to praise and thank him for just his love, his grace, and his mercy. And because he is our hiding place. So I'm going to just pause and see who has joined us this morning. So if you'll give your name. Hello. Okay. All right. Well, we thank God for whoever has joined us. We will continue to proceed through this hour of power of prayer. And I know that many are probably just getting the message that the other number is not working, that the talk is not working at all. So, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for you being God. You're everywhere, Lord. You see all things. All power is in your hands, and the world is ruled at your command. We thank you that you rule and you super rule, oh God. We're grateful, Lord, today because we are trusting that you will keep your promises. Your promises are yea and amen. So we're thanking you this morning for just being a promise-keeping God. And, oh, my Father, we just praise you today. We magnify your name. My God, my God, we thank you so much because you are the one God who we can talk to anytime, Lord, any day, any hour, and you will never, we know, God, today that there is no failure in you, Lord. So we're grateful for that this morning, oh, Father. We're grateful for Jesus Christ and what he did in dying on the cross. He gave his life, Lord, so that we could have life and life more abundantly. So we thank you for the abundant life this morning. We thank you that Jesus Christ himself bore all the pain and the shame. He endured the stripes on his back so that we could be healed. So we're thanking you today for the healing that is taking place in our lives. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord, for healing in our bodies, Lord, healing in our minds, Lord, healing in our spirits, oh, God, healing in relationships, Lord. We're grateful, Lord, today for what Jesus did. We thank you, Jesus, that you sent the gift of the Holy Ghost when you left this earth, Ram, and we're grateful, Lord, that it is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. So, Spirit of the living God, we thank you that you're falling fresh today. Spirit of the living God, we thank you that you lead us even in our prayers today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. We bless you this morning, oh God. My Lord, we thank you today that all across this land, there are people who are crying out to you, oh God, all around the world, oh God. People are crying out to you, and we know, Father, today that you're hearing their call, you're hearing their prayer, Lord, and you're working things out, Lord. So we're thanking you for just taking care of us in this United States of America as we're going through a very tumultuous time, Lord. We know, Father, today that you are the one who gives us peace. So we thank you, Lord, that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on thee, O God. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to your name. My God. We thank you that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Lord, in our neighborhoods, there are things that are happening, oh God. People are being hurt, oh God. People are being shot down, oh God. And people are just having a rough time, Lord. There are people who are just in a very depressed mood, oh God. And we know, God, today that you can take away that depression, oh God, from the people, oh God. We know that as people look to you, oh God, that they can have some joy, Lord. You said the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we do draw water from the wells of salvation. So we thank you, Lord, for the water, Lord, that you have given us, oh God. Jesus, oh God, is the water that shall never run dry, Lord. So we drink of Jesus this morning, oh God. Hallelujah. Jesus, my Lord, we thank you that Jesus and you are one and we are one in you, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you for your word, oh God. Your word is so powerful, Lord. Your word is rich, oh God. Your word feeds us, oh God, and it fills us up, Lord. So we're thanking you, God, for what you're doing through your people, oh God, through the word that is coming forth, oh God, here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for each and every one who shares whatever it is that they share here, oh God, the blessings of the Lord that maketh us rich and added no sorrow to it, oh God. We know that that happens as a result of the wonderful words of encouragement, oh God, the wonderful word of God that teaches us how to live our lives, oh God, how to trust in you, Father. So we're grateful for that this morning. My God, we just praise you this morning, oh God, because we know that we are going to go through some trials and tribulations, but as we go through, we will get to the other side of through with the victory. We know that the victory belongs to Jesus, and because we are in him and he's in us, we have the victory, oh God, and we're being transformed by the renewing of our minds, oh God, and you keep us in perfect peace, oh God, each and every day, Lord. So we thank you for that this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you so much, oh God, for just blessing the families, oh God. Some of the families are having some really rough times, oh God, but you're blessing them, oh God, as they look to you, God. Change is coming, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Families are beginning to love each other, oh God, so we thank you for that this morning, for the love of God coming into the families, oh God, and forgiveness is being exhibited, Father. People are coming and asking for forgiveness and forgiving one another, Lord, and the grudges are being put to shame, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you so much, oh God. We bless your name, God, because you are doing great things in our lives, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the miracle of increase, oh God. There are those, oh God, who need finances, Lord, and we know, God, today that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness of the world and they that dwell therein. If we need anything, oh God, all we have to do is ask. We shall receive. Seeking, we shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for open doors today, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that as we come, Lord, we give, Lord, and Lord, we are proving you today, oh God, that we are giving, Father, and that you're opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out blessings we do not have room enough to receive, oh God, and you rebuke the devourer for our sake, Lord, and the fruit is would not come off the vine before its time, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for a harvest, oh God, a harvest of finances, oh God, that our bank accounts are filled, oh God, that the multi-million dollars are coming, Father, $13 million for me, oh God, Sister Chris is believing for millions, and our Pastor Scholastica is believing for millions, and Michelle is believing for millions, oh God. I don't know what anybody else is believing for, God. Hundreds of thousands of dollars, oh God, and hundreds of dollars, $50, whatever our faith is, oh God. According to our faith, let it be done unto us, O God, in this day and age, O God. Let us be those, O God, who have the goods, Lord, to help somebody, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we thank you that we continue to plant seeds of love, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the souls that are even coming to the kingdom, our sisters, brothers, nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, our children, children's children, oh God, our grandmothers and grandfathers, oh God, our friends and neighbors, oh God, the witches, the warlocks, and the wizards, oh God. They are renouncing and denouncing what they used to do, oh God. They are coming into the kingdom, oh God. We decree this morning that the hunter of souls is no longer able to make them fly, God. We thank you, Lord, today that you are blessing people, oh God, who are even serving Buddha, Lord, serving gods that cannot see, cannot do anything, oh God, that they're coming. They're asking for forgiveness, Lord, and they are being forgiven. So we thank you for that this morning. Oh, Lord Jesus, the multitudes in the valley of decision are being released today, oh God. Their desire is for you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you so much, oh God, and we bless your holy and your righteous name, oh God. It's in the name of Jesus I pray and I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to check to see is our Sister Marie online and able to take us further into the hour this morning.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the Praise the Ministry prayer line this morning. I hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving. I thought of you all, but I didn't want to interrupt by texting. Okay. So thank you, Pastor Darlene. And I'd like to apologize for the trouble that we had on the other line. But God is good. We are able to come together on this line. So thank God. Praise God for that. And I liked it, that prayer, Darlene. That was awesome. So what brought to my mind, you know, like she, a lot of us do go through struggles. And when we're going through our struggles, we must remember, like Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord, your God, is with you wherever you go. And Deuteronomy, Chapter 31:6-8. Be strong and bold. Have no fear or dread of them, because it is the Lord your God who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Oh, yes, God is a good God. And I like to share, because a lot of times we speak things in our own life, and sometimes we speak things over other people's lives. And I know sometimes I tell people, I say, you have a blessed week. They go, I'll try, instead of just accepting it, you know, because when we try, that means we work through it. When we say okay, then we accept it, and a lot of times that's what it be. We have to believe, you know what I'm saying? We have to, and then, you know, you got a lot of people that they go through struggles. Things happen. That's life. And so one thing happened a couple of times. They said, every time I get a little money, something, I have to use it on something else. So by them saying that each and every time, that was a continue happening in their life. So we have to be careful of things that we say. A lot of times you have to go back. If you say it, you have to catch yourself and go back to it used to be. But not anymore. So we just have to be mindful of, you know, what we speak out over our lives and other people's lives. Like another example, you know, kids grew up with their parents even saying, you're going to be dumb like your dad all your life. You're going to be dumb. You're going to be dumb like your daddy. And some of them turn out to be like that. And some of them is in the Word of God, because kids, a lot of kids come to God at a young age, and they learn to overcome that kind of stuff. You know, and, you know, so we just have to be careful what we speak and we say, you know, to people. And so I just like for everybody to be mindful of that. And let me go ahead and pray. Our Father, Heavenly Father, we come to you in agreeing, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I pray for those that out there, Lord, that need renewing of their mind, Lord. You know who they are, Heavenly Father. Oh, you know everything, Lord. You are the creator of the universe. There's nothing you do not know. You know the number of hairs on our head, Heavenly Father. So just praying and asking that you renew those people's mind, that mind need. Father, that need your help physically and mentally and spiritually, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying for those that are out there hungry right now, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I'm praying for those, Lord, that don't know you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those right now, whatever their need might be, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Help them, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We pray for those that need your guidance, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Those that need to be set free from their drug addiction, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Father. Father, we pray for those that are calling on you right now, wherever they might be out there, cry out for you, Lord, right now, for whatever they're crying out for, Lord. Help them, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Praying for the homeless, Heavenly Father. Praying for those that have the COVID, the coronavirus, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Touch their bodies, Lord. Touch their minds, Lord. Give them willpower, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. To do what it takes so they can fight it off. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying for those, Lord, that's out there right now, Lord. No, confused, don't know which way to go, Lord. They need your help, Lord. Help them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying for each and every one of them that have been on the prayer line, that come through the prayer line, Lord. You know what their heart desire is, Lord. You know their dreams. You know their needs, their goals, Lord, them and their family. Asking that you meet each and every one of them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for marriages, Lord. Those people that marriages may be shaken, Lord. Those that want their marriage restored, Lord. Oh, Lord, only you, Lord. We're asking you to step in, Lord, that your will be done, Heavenly Father. Lord, we're praying for the ones that are lonely, that's waiting on a companion, a husband, Lord. But, Lord, let meet their heart's desire, Lord. Fill it, their void with your love and the person that they looking for, Lord. You know what type of person each and every one that's waiting, Lord, and been praying for, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Let it happen, Lord. Speed up the process. Magnify that person in their life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father. We pray for the ones that's out there that have no family, Lord. Lord, put a family in their life, Lord. Put your godly family in their life, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. For we are all family, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. You are our Father that makes us our family, Lord. So put family in their life, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Everybody needs somebody. We got you, Lord. And you are our Heavenly Father. They're looking for earthly family. Also, Heavenly Father, Lord, you can make it happen. I'm praying and asking you to make it happen, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I'm praying that you continue strengthening us, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Continue strengthening us, pouring more of the Holy Spirit in us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, talking to us, Lord, more, allowing us to hear more of you, Heavenly Father, helping us continue making good choices, and those who are not making good choices, Lord, work in their life that they make good choices, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, and continue guiding us the right way, Lord, and those that lost, Lord, get them on the right path. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for those in the nursing home, Lord, those in the hospital, Heavenly Father, the first responders, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying for healing for those in need, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying that you put a doctor in their path, Lord, that will do the right thing about them and not just use us to line their pockets, Heavenly Father. And if any of them got those, Lord, open their eyes that they can go where they can get help from the ones that, doctors that in the right, in their field for the right reason because they care, Heavenly Father. Not lying there, not just to get line their pockets with things they shouldn't be doing, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father. Yes, 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 Lord. You know everything, Lord. And people are out there praying for their friends, their family members, Lord, praying that you magnify that prayer, that answer their prayer, magnify, Lord, that it comes to pass, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that are the kids that are out there that are getting physical abuse, Lord, or maybe even sexual abuse, Lord. You know everything, Lord. We ask that you bring it to a stop, Lord. Let them be exposed, Lord, that the kids don't have to go through that no more, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father. Praying for the disobedient kids that's out there that fight their parents, that cuss their parents out, Lord, disrespect their elders, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. And beat on innocent kids. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Oh, asking that you turn it around, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. When nobody else can succeed, you can, Lord. And asking that you succeed, that you step in, Lord, and intervene in that situation, those situations, wherever they might be over the United States, over the world, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Could anybody hear me? In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Yes, ma'am, we can.
I got a call. I'm so sorry for that. I just need a call. Okay, and Lord, forgive me for that, Heavenly Father. Father, and I connect that prayer at every prayer before me, after me, Lord, and people all over the country, Lord, we connected with our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Give our trespass, and we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory, Heavenly Father. You are everything. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. All righty. Again, I would like to say good morning again for those who came after I started praying. And y'all please forgive me for that. My phone said, well, anyway. So we want to give God some praise right now. We want to praise him for things we already, you can praise for anything. And anything that you're going to ask him for, if you haven't received it yet, you're praising him in faith that it will happen. So you can ask for anything that you have prayed for yourself or anyone else, as though it is done, because we walk it by faith and not by sight. But we're not going to ask God for anything right now. What we're going to do is we're just going to praise God, then we'll come back and we'll do a prayer request and we'll see who's available to pray, see who's on the line.
Hallelujah.
So right now, everybody on the phone.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name, God. We praise you this morning, God.
Oh, yes,
awesome, Lord. You're perfect, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Friend, Lord. Thank you for sound.
Oh, yes.
Hey, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God. Just lift our voices to the King. Hallelujah. You are the King of our glory.
Yes.
King of our glory has come in, Lord, and you're the King, strong and mighty, God. Thank you for making a way out of no way, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord.
You're our strong deliverer, oh God. So we pray this morning, Father. Yes, Lord, in the beauty of holiness, Lord, and in the spirit of righteousness, oh God. Oh, yes. For our King, Lord, you're the joy, hallelujah, oh Lord, you're the joy of our heart, oh God, you're the lifter of our heads today, God, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to your name, oh, praise, come for the saints, my God, the rocks will not cry out for me, God, I will sing praises unto your name, God, I rejoice, God, and excited to the Lord, hallelujah, woo, glory to your name, Lord. My God, my God. Oh, yes. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being the light. Jesus is the light of the world, oh, God. You're the light in us, God. Thank you for that. Hallelujah. Glory.
Lord, you Lord God.
Glory to your holy and sweet name, Father. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Your name,
Jesus,
for our sakes and our brothers in Christ, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, today for the unity of the body, oh God. Jesus, thank you that we have a spirit of being on one accord with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. My God, my God. You are perfect, Lord. Hallelujah. In all of our ways, we acknowledge you, Father, and you direct our path, Lord. You direct for directing our path this morning, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, yes.
I appreciate you, Lord, for your mercy every day.
Thank you for stabilizing our minds and our hearts.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Glory to your name. My God, my God. Oh, yes, Lord. For the healing. Oh, yes, Lord, every part of our bodies, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you,
God. And again, I say rejoice in the Lord. We rejoice in you today, God. Woo! Yes, Jesus, yes, Jesus. You're the one who stabilizes our God. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Lord, that Jesus is the Word. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Made was made by you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Oh, yes, Jesus. We pray. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We bless you.
Thank you. Oh,
yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, we thank you today. This family.
Yes.
Oh, coming together.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Pray, Lord. Your name, oh, God.
We pray. Yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Oh, yes. Glory.
Yes.
Glory, 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 glory. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. You're the lover of our souls, God. You sit in the heavens and you laugh at the devil because he is a defeated God. He is a defeated foe, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for his defeat today, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord, yes. Praise your name, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Father. Oh, yes, Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. From the Father to the fatherless, oh God. To the mother to the motherless, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise your name, Father.
Yes,
yes, Lord, we make our praise glorious unto you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, God. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for the praises that's gone up. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
And right now, let's see who's all on the line. And if you'll give your name. And you can give your city and state that you're in if you like. And if you have a prayer request, a praise report, a testimony, you can give it at that time. Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Well, just for the record, this is Darlene. I am in the Atlanta, Georgia area. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yvonne Lester, and I'm in Ronnie Robin, and I'm listening.
Good morning. This is Glenda Battle. I'm in the Atlanta area, and I'm listening.
Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning. This is Sister Juanita, and I'm in New Jersey. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Good morning. I can't hear you.
This is Darlene. Good morning. This is Darlene M. I'm listening.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sister Jeannie. I'm listening. God bless.
Good morning. Anybody else would like to give a name? Do anyone have a prayer request, a testimony, or a praise report?
Well, good morning. Once again, I do have a prayer request. I want to pray for Will, who was in an accident, and his back is he has problems with his back and other parts of his body, so just want to pray that God will help to heal him. Also, want to pray for Michelle. Michelle has a need for healing in her mind, and also she's looking for a place to stay. Also want to pray for, Denise, I believe is the name. Let me make sure. Denise and her sister, they have, and their mother. The mother has Alzheimer's. Don't know the mother's name, but her mother has Alzheimer's. And her and her sister have sugar diabetes. Her sister has all kinds of problems going on in her body. So we want to pray that God will heal both of them and both sisters. I believe they're twins, and then also their mother. Don't know the mother's name, so we want to pray for those people this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is Sister Juanita. I have a prayer request for the McNeil family. The father is in the hospital, and he had a stroke. Well, something's going on with his brain, and they told him that only a miracle could bring him through, that there's nothing that the doctors can do. But so I just want to pray for the McNeil family, the wife and the children and his mother, his parents. So
Amen.
Just praying that God will just perform a miracle in his family and continue to draw them closer to him. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, go somewhere, Jesus. Put a
also want to pray for Sister Radonna and her son, Caesar, that God will give them peace of mind. So we'll be praying for them. I also want to pray for my family and each and every family who's connected to the body of Christ. So there's people all over the world. Praying for peace and salvation for those who do not know Jesus as their Savior yet. So we know that God can draw them, and we know that he is beckoning them right now. They just need to heed the call.
I would like to give a praise report. This year, actually this Friday, I was able to have all four of my sons in one place. They all came to see me. And my oldest grandson. And I know it's probably because of what I'm going through, but I just thank God that for reconciliation, because for quite a while, my oldest son had been out of the loop. He hadn't been contacting anyone. He hadn't, you know, been communicating with anyone. But I just praise God that they were all together, you know, having a good time together on this past Friday, and just blessed me to see that, you know, that see them communicating and really having a good time together. You know, so I just thank God for that.
Amen. Amen.
And I know we always pray for reconciliation of our families, you know, and we don't know, you know, how God's going to use it, you know. And I just thank God for, you know, his wisdom. You know, he knows what it takes to, he knows what it takes to just answer our prayer requests. We just got to continue to come to him in faith. And, you know, whatever way he chooses, we just got to continue to bless God. So I'm just grateful. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank the Lord for that testimony. That is awesome. Anytime you reconcile, you know, we be praying for that, and God
Amen.
Is answering prayer. So that's good. Thank you for sharing that, Sister Juanita.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Did anybody else join us this morning that has not given your name?
Oh, good morning. This is Charlotte.
Okay. Good to hear your voice. God bless you.
God bless you, God. Thank you.
Okay. Sister Charlotte, do you have a prayer request?
Yes, ma'am, I do. Just joining the call, so I'm sorry about that. I actually would like to pray for Jasmine, my daughter. She is a new mom, y'all, and she's just having so much darkness just following her. It's just, I mean, the baby is a year and 3 months now, and she still hasn't found a job, and this past Wednesday, she let one of her friends borrow her car, and he totaled her car out, and she just feels like she's just in a dark place. She just can't pull herself out. And I just, you know, as a mom, I'm just right there in the fire with her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I just really, you know, just ever since she had the baby, it's just been one thing after another. And it's just, I know she's growing up and she's learning. She's made a lot of mistakes, you know, we all have when we were younger. But just let's pray for my daughter, Jasmine, and strengthen herself and get closer to the Lord. And she's been having thoughts of suicide, you know, it's just been a lot. I just need prayer for my family, for my daughter, for me and my husband, even my youngest daughter. She's trying to help her. But we just need prayer. Thank you so much.
Okay. Do we have another to join the prayer line?
Lois.
Okay. All right. Because I want to apologize. You kept trying to reach out, and I sent you the wrong number. So thank you for joining us, Lois.
You're welcome.
Okay. Do you have a prayer request, praise report, or could you tell us where you're from?
I'm around Montrose, Georgia. I'm from Montrose, around Dublin. I do have a prayer request. My friend Teresa, they put her mother back into the unit. She had pneumonia and COVID. So she back in the hospital, and they found a collapse on the floor. So she's back in the unit, and she have pneumonia. So pray for her to make a recovery.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, good morning. So before we do the prayer request, Juanita, you're available to pray.
Amen.
And Lois, would you follow her, please?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for another day, another opportunity to give us to come before your throne of grace. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, that we come to lift you up, to exalt you, and to magnify you, Lord God. Father God, we come this morning to cast every burden, every prayer upon you, Lord God, because you care for us, Lord God. Lord, we know that you and you alone are the burden bearer, and for this we just say thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, that you keep us covered under the shadow of your wings, Lord God. Father God, you are our great shepherd, Lord God. Father God, you are, Lord God, our healer, Lord God. You are our deliverer, Lord God. You are everything that we need, Lord God. And Lord God, and we thank you for that, Lord God. Father God, as we come before your throne of grace this morning, Lord God, giving you thanks, giving you praise, Lord God, honor, glory, and reverence, Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will just strengthen us, Lord God. Strengthen us in our walk, strengthen us in our faith, strengthen us, Lord God, in our fellowship, Lord God, with each other and with you, Lord God. Strengthen us, Lord God, that we may be seen, Lord God, as your children, Lord God. Lord God, strengthen us, Lord God, that as we speak, Lord God, as we come before you, Lord God, that we will come, Lord God, with unwavering faith, Lord God, not doubting you, Lord God, but trusting and loving you every step of the way, Lord God. And for this, Lord God, we just say thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for the prayers and the praise that have gone up before your throne of grace thus far, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for every name, Lord God, and every situation that has been mentioned, Lord God, as a prayer request, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you hear and you answer prayers, and there is nothing too hard for you, Lord God. Father God, pray for us, see not those, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, we bless your name, Lord God, for all, Lord God, that, Lord God, have come, Lord God, seeking healing, Lord God. We know that you are the God that heals, see, Lord God. Father God, you say, hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, you said, Lord God, above all, it is your will that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers, Lord God. So, Lord God, I thank you, Father God, for your healing powers, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that you alone are the great physician, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that there's nothing that's too hard for you, Lord God. Lord God, coronavirus is not too hard for you, Lord God. Lord God, cancer is not too hard for you, Lord God. Diabetes is not too hard for you, Lord God. Lord God, nothing, there is no sickness or disease that you can't heal, Lord God. So, Lord God, we lay those things on the altar, Lord God, and we thank you, Father God, that you, Lord God, are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we may ever ask or think of you, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God. Lord God, for those, Lord God, of us, Lord God, are standing in the gap and praying for family members, Lord God. Lord God, you heard the mother, Lord God. Lord God, just, Lord God, in turmoil, Lord God, for her daughter, Lord God. But, Father God, we are all your children, Lord God. And, Father God, you know, Lord God, what, Lord God, each one has gone through as they're crying out for children, Lord God, and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, wayward children, Lord God. Lord God, children that are in distress, Lord God. Lord God, you know it all, Lord God, but I ask you, Lord God, to give us peace, Lord God. Peace, Lord God, that passes even our own understanding, Lord God. Father God, as we come before you, Lord God, and ask you, Lord God, and petition you, Lord God, give us, Lord God, that strength and faith, Lord God, to stand, Lord God, and to keep looking up to you, Lord God, knowing that you are well able, Lord God. Father God, not asking why, Lord God, but trusting you, Lord God. Lord God, to bring, Lord God, everything to pass in your time, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you so much, Lord God, for who you are. I thank you for the power and authority you've given us in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask, Lord God, that we remember, Lord God, that we have power, Lord God, because you've given it to us, Lord God, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord God. We have authority through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, Lord God, for what you've given us, Lord God. And I ask you, Lord God, to help us to use it, Lord God, to and for your glory, Lord God. Father God, let us not, but Lord God, come before you, Lord God, with an equity, Lord God, or doubt in our hearts, Lord God. But let us come before you, Lord God, in faith, Lord God, asking you to strengthen us, Lord God, as we petition you, Lord God, that we'll believe you, Lord God. Lord God, and not waver, Lord God, and not doubt, Lord God. And I thank you for that, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you to strengthen each and every one of us on this prayer line, Lord God, as only you can, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, to direct us, Lord God, as you say, Lord God, you will guide us with your eye, Lord God. So guide us, Lord God, along this walk, Lord God, along this way, Lord God, because we know we can't do anything without you, Lord God. Our hope is in you, Lord God, you and you alone, Lord God, because there is no one else we can go to, Lord God. Besides you, there is no God. There is no Savior. There is none that can do what you do, Lord God. And I just bless your name for that, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for the testimonies, Lord God, that you have given us and the testimonies that will come, Lord God, as we continue, Lord God, just to stand on your word, Lord God. I thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. That as we bless your name this morning, Lord God, you're teaching us, Lord God, what it means to die to self that we may live for you, Lord God. Lord God, sometimes we become so self-focused, Lord God. Lord God, that we miss, Lord God, what you really called us to do, Lord God. So I thank you, Father God, that your word says, Lord God, if any man is to come after you, Lord God, let us first deny self, Lord God, that we may take up our cross, whatever it is, Lord God, and follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, sometimes, Lord God, we think or we feel these crosses are too hard to bear, Lord God. But, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that your word says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthen us. Let us, Lord God, receive and believe your word, Lord God, as we come before your throne of grace, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Father God, that whenever we come together in prayer, praise, and worship, Lord God, that we never leave, Lord God, the same way we came in, Lord God. We leave, Lord God, more strengthened, Lord God, by your spirit, Lord God, because you say where two or three are gathered together in your name, you're in the midst. I thank you for being in the midst, Lord God, as we come together, Lord God, to lift you up, to exalt you, and to magnify you. I thank you, Father God, Lord God, for being in the midst as we come, Lord God, to pray one for another, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for being in the midst, Lord God, as we come, Lord God, to remind each other of who you are and that there is no failure in you, Lord God. So I just thank you, Father God, for this opportunity, Lord God, to come before your throne of grace this morning, Lord God, with your people, Lord God. Lord God, just trusting you, Lord God. Lord God, just forgetting about ourselves and concentrating on you, Lord God, knowing that you are well able, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the testimonies that will come because we petitioned you and laid, oh God, and cast every burden, every care upon the altar, Lord God, because you alone are the burden bearer, Lord God. You are the only one, Lord God, that can move, Lord God, these mountains, Lord God, these things that appear to be mountains that come in our way, Lord God. You are the only one, Lord God, to give us the strength, Lord God, to slay, Lord God, the giants, Lord God, the Goliaths, Lord God, that come into our lives, Lord God. Lord God, and we thank you for it, Lord God. So I thank you for your power and your authority, Lord God. I thank you for your love, Lord God, because love abhors sin. I love goes for hallelujah. Lord God, you said love never fails, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. So I thank you, Father God, for teaching us how to love, Lord God, to love each other, Lord God, to have more love for you, Lord God, to love self, Lord God, to love, Lord God, because we know that love does not and cannot fail. And Lord God, you showed us, Lord God, the greatest love, Lord God, and sending our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to do for us what we could not do for ourselves, Lord God, for sending him, Lord God, to be the bridge, Lord God, to making that way, Lord God, where there seems to be no way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah, Lord God. And I thank you, Father God, for that of all seeking our doorstep, for allowing us, Lord God, to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord God. Lord God, it was you that did it, Lord God. Lord God, it was you, Lord God, that called us out of darkness to walk in your marvelous light. It is you, Lord God, that give us, Lord God, the desire, Lord God, and the strength, Lord God, to pray and to petition you and to stand on your word. Lord God, let us continue, Lord God, to be lights, Lord God, in this lost and dying world, Lord God. Let us continue to seek you, Lord God, daily, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, how to pray, Lord God, what to pray, Lord God, and what is your will for all times, Lord God. So I just thank you again, Lord God, for this privilege and opportunity to be in fellowship with you, Lord God, and with my brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord God. Thank you for loving and keeping us, Lord God, for blessing us beyond measure, Lord God. Thank you for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you for your faithfulness, your holiness, your righteousness, and your justice. Thank you, Father God, for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's because of who he is and all he's done that we're able to come before your throne of grace. We thank you, we praise you, we honor and reverence you. In Jesus' name I pray and give you thanks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Our Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you, God. We thank you, God. Thank you for your angels, Father God. Thank you for watching over us while we slumbered and slept on last night, Father God. Father God, we just want to thank you for hearing our prayer, Father God. Father God, for answering our prayer, Father God. Father God, if we don't get the answer when we pray, Father God, we just want to thank you, Father God, because we know that you's always on time, Father God. And Father God, if our prayer don't go the way that we want it to go, Father God, we know that you can do it, Father God. Father God, and it's just not the will that you do that what we ask, Father God. Father God, but we do know that you can, Father God. God, we just want to thank you for all your blessings that you store on us, Father God. Oh, Father God, we just want to thank you, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, God. Thank you for hearing us, Father God. Father God, thank you for this great prayer line, Father God. Father God, thank you for the request, Father God. Father God, and I just want to ask you to heal my friend Teresa's mother, Father God, who's in the hospital, Father God. Father God, if it's your will, I know you can, God, because you're a miracle-working God, Father God. And we just want to thank you, Father God. Father God, we know you're there for any circumstance, dear Lord Jesus. And I just want to thank you for your love, your peace, and your joy, Father God. Thank you for blessing each household that on this prayer line, Father God, and in our country, Father God. Father God, thank you for providing all this food that we need, that we've been short of, Father God. Father God, this this year, 2020, Father God, it been some bad things in the Father God, and it been some good things, Father God. There are some people who have really gotten blessings from this 2020, Father God. Father God, you provided the trees with fruit, Father God, and they multiplied, Father God. Father God, you provided crops to grow like they never grown before, God. And, Father God, I just want to thank you, Father God. And when our pocketbook was empty, Father God, you put more money in now, Father God. And, oh, Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you, Father God, for being there, supplying every need that we needed, Father God. Father God, I just want to thank you for watching over the sick, the drug addicts, Father God. Father God, thank you for your power, Father God, for being there for us even when we didn't even ask, God, but you have an angel there to stand and block whatever was about to happen to us, Father God. Father God, and I give you all the praise, dear Lord Jesus. Father God, if I had 10,000 tongues to praise you, God, it wouldn't be enough, Father God. Father God, I just want to thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Father God, there's no one like you. There's nobody can do what you do, Father God. Father God, you're a miracle worker, Father God. By your stripes, we are healed, Father God. We just got to receive it, Father God. And just remember, no matter what we're going through, Father God, by your stripes, God, we are healed, Father God. Father God, I just ask you to open the blind eyes, Father God. Father God, just open the eyes of the people who really can't see what's going on, Father God, and change their evil heart, dear Lord Jesus. God, I know you can do it, God. God, I just want to thank you, God. Thank you, God, for all your blessings, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for saving us, Father God, because by your stripes we are healed, Father God. You say ask and it should be given, so, Father God. And, Father God, we come to you asking, dear Lord Jesus, all our circumstances, God, where we have fell short, Father God. Father God, just pick us up, Father God. Father God, I pray that we just don't stay in that slump, Father God, and think that we are not good enough, Father God, because we are all your children, Father God. And when you made us, God, you didn't make no jump, Father God. When you made us, God, you showed out, Father God. And we thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for all that you did for us, Father God. Father God, I just pray for we are weak. Just fill us up, Lord Jesus. Father God, and I thank you for the sea of forgiveness, Father God. Father God, that we just don't dwell in our mistakes that we made, Father God, because that's not what you want us to do, because you forgive us, Father God. And we can't stay bound down in what we didn't do, Father God. We got to dust it off our shoulder, God, and keep going, Father God. And Father God, I just want to thank you for keeping my family, Father God. Father God, thank you for all your blessings, dear Lord Jesus. Thank you for blessing us, Father God, keeping us, dear Lord Jesus. Where we weak, I give you all the praise in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you all for the beautiful prayers. Oh, thank you. Darlene, could you do the prayer request and take us out, please, ma'am? Pastor Darlene?
Yes, amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Before I do the prayer request, is there anybody else who's joined us who may have a prayer request or has not given your name? Okay. Well, we thank the Lord for everybody here today. And I also want to just reiterate what our sister Marie said earlier. She gave us a scripture in the book of Joshua 1 and 9, and it says, "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, to be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." And she also gave us Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 6 through 8. It says, "Be strong and of a good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he
good
is...
morning.
He it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee." And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, "Be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord had sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, He it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. So that was a word of encouragement that she shared with us early in the hour. And I know we had some issues with the prayer line this morning, but we are grateful that we do have this alternative number, and we were able to get over here and pray together. I mean, it's just so awesome to be able to come together. So I'm going to pray for these people this morning. Apostle Horsley, did you have a request this morning before we...
Yes, I did. I need the Lord to help me with a decision, and I need traveling mercy. I need to try to go to New York within the next week or so, and just need traveling mercy and wisdom on which way to go. And that the Lord would bless us that go. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're just so grateful for this time of our lives, oh God, the time to even just be here and be in agreement with you and be in agreement with each other, oh God, where two or three are gathered in your name. We know that you're in the midst, oh God. And Lord, even as I pray, Lord, I am glad that we agree with these prayers, oh God, and as others were testifying and praying, oh God, we thank you, Lord, so much, oh God, for the willingness to just come together and do the work, oh God, and to just let you know that we really appreciate you, even as the praises went up this morning. We thank you for those praises today, oh God. And so, Lord, this morning there are those who need healing in particular, Lord, that we've heard, Lord, heard the names, Lord. Will needs his back healed, oh God. There's other things that are going on in his body, oh God. And we decree and declare healing by the stripes of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you said that I am the Lord that healeth thee, oh God. So we're believing, oh, for Michelle, that her mental condition will be changed, oh God, that she will have a stable mind, God. Lord, you said that we can have the mind of Christ, so we believe, oh God, that she will have the mind of Christ. She does not have the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind, oh God. So we thank you for the sound mind for Michelle, Lord, and also believing, oh God, that you will help her to find a suitable place to live, oh God, that she's looking for at this hour, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for Denise. We pray for her sister and her mother, oh God. The mother has Alzheimer's, oh God. Her sister and Denise also have high blood pressure, I believe, and sugar diabetes, oh God, and other things going on in her sister's body, Lord. We decree and declare that you remove every pain, oh God, whatever's causing the pain, the swelling that may be in her body, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you for that this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God, for the McNeil family, oh God, the father who had a stroke, Lord. We know that you are a miracle working God. So we decree and declare a miracle shall happen for this man, oh God, who had that stroke, Lord. We pray for that family, oh God, as they are going through this process, oh God, Lord. A lot of things happen in our lives, oh God, and we don't always understand, but Lord, we do believe and trust you, Lord, because you are a wise God. You're wise in all that you do, oh God, and we're believing, oh God, for comfort of this family, Lord, and the healing of their father, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I decree that the healing spirit is taking over right now. The healing spirit is moving right now, not only for the ones we're calling out, oh God, but others can receive their healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. My God, we just pray for families today, oh God, who need to be saved, oh God, family members who are out there just roaming around, just doing whatever, God, whatever comes to mind, God. They have forgotten about you, Lord. I pray, Lord, today that they will remember that they can come and ask for forgiveness, Lord, that they can come to Jesus Christ, Lord, and turn from the ways that they're doing in the world today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that you take the darkness from around their eyes, oh God, and that they will see the light of Jesus Christ. We thank you that you remove the stony heart, God, and you give them a heart of flesh, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for just repentance in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what a person has done except that they have blasphemed the Holy Ghost, oh God. They can come and ask for forgiveness and be saved, Lord. So we pray that they will prepare for their heavenly home in Jesus Christ, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We pray and thank you, Lord, for Jasmine, oh God. Lord, all the things that are going on in her life, Lord, we know that you can help her, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you remove any dark cloud around her life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. My God, I pray for a healing of her mind, oh God. Give her peace, Lord. in the name of Jesus and cover her child, her baby, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you would help her to find a suitable job, Lord, a job that will pay good money, oh God, and not just anything, not minimum wage, Lord. We're not looking forward to that because we know that you own everything. You can do all things, God. So we believe, oh God, that you will give her a good paying job, something that she will enjoy doing, that she will honor you when she gets that job, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and we ask that you restore her vehicle, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you can bless her to replace that vehicle, Lord, without strain on her finances, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, to help her to have a closer walk with you, God, that she will seek your face, God, that she will look to you for the answers, oh God, that she will spend time and intimacy with you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. And we thank you, Lord, today for Teresa's mother, oh God, that you removed the pneumonia and the COVID in her body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Others who are out there who are suffering from sicknesses and diseases, oh God, we decree and declare healing in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let it be so, God. We bless your name, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We pray for Aunt Helen, oh God, that you heal her knee, God. She had an operation, Father, so we pray, God, today that you will fully let her recuperate, Father, in the name of Jesus. I know, Father, that sometimes when we get older, our bones get a little brittle, Lord. So we pray, God, today that you will strengthen her bones, oh God, that she will even eat good foods, oh God, that will make her bones stronger so she won't hurt herself anymore, God. In the name of Jesus, we also pray for Uncle Marvin, that you heal his the cancer that was in his body, the prostate cancer, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you remove every bit of the cancer, Lord. No more cancer in his body, Lord. In the name of Jesus, may Kayla shake to the McCool, my God, and I pray for his wife, oh God, Angelina, Lord, that you give her strength, oh God, as she's assisting him in his life, Lord. And we pray, God, today for those who are traveling, oh God, Apostle Horsley, that as he goes to New York, Lord, that you protect him, Lord, and others who are traveling even back from the Thanksgiving holiday, oh God. Many people are on the road today, tomorrow, and the rest of the week, Lord, and whoever may be traveling, wherever they may be, oh God, in a local city, oh God, going from one place to the other, oh God, and each and every one of us, oh God, we just pray that you keep the angels around us, oh God, and protect us, God, and keep us from danger seen and unseen. We have had testimonies, oh God, and we thank you for even more testimonies, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, as Apostle Horsley has a need, oh God, to make a decision, you said that if we lack wisdom to ask for it, so we're asking for wisdom for him, God, and you will give it to him, Lord, that he will make that right decision on what he must do, God, in the name of Jesus. And others who may have to make a decision about something, oh God, we ask you, Lord, that they will seek you, oh God, they will hear your voice, God, that they will walk in the direction that you would have us to walk in, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Father. We bless your name, God, because you're so great and greatly to be praised, Lord. And Lord, right now, I just bind up every demonic spirit that would try to even attack our lives, God. Every word that has been spoken negatively against us, we send it back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I decree that the darkness will be removed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, from around any of us, oh God, who may be falling into a dark trap, oh God. We just bind it up right now. We know that Satan is out there, Lord. He's busy doing his dirt, Lord. We tell the devil, we resist you, devil, and you must flee in the name of Jesus, Lord. We have the victory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. As we go throughout this day, Lord, help us to stay covered with your blood, oh God. Help us to continue to have on the whole armor of God, that we will be able to repel and reject every wile, every trick and scheme of the devil in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you so much, oh God. We walk in the victory, Father, because we are victorious through Jesus Christ, and we're being transformed by the renewing of our minds, God, and you keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on thee. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, God, because you are so great, Lord, and you are doing the miraculous even now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us to just be faithful to you, God, faithful to the cause of Christ, God, and let us just love you, Lord, love you with all of our hearts, mind, soul, and strength. And we bless your holy and righteous name. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. I love you, and I pray that you have a beautiful day. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all.